Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful morning. We're getting a few more clouds now than we had earlier, but at least it's warmed up a little bit. And, you know, if you haven't put your garden to bed, let's get it done before the weather really changes. And then you're going to have more to do next spring. So put it to bed, clean it up, get all of the dead plants in your perennial bed cut down to the ground, raked, cleaned. Get the leaves off the ground, and if there's only a few here and there, use your lawnmower and grind them right up, and they'll become a great source of organic matter for your turf. And if you have a lot, bring it by the vegetable garden. Drive over the pile with your lawnmower, and it will blow the chewed up leaves into the garden, and then you can till it. Why buy peat moss or compost when you have all these beautiful leaves and pine needles that can be ground up, blended with your soil, and will do the exact same thing as peat moss will. So don't take them all to the dump. Use them to condition your soil. Don, who's up first this hour?
Up first, this is Barry from Portland, Maine, who has a question about buckthorns.
Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you this lovely freezing day?
Great. It's nice to hear from you again, Barry.
Well, I have two questions. One, I need to know if I can cut back a plumbago that's getting kind of leggy and yucky looking. And the other question is, in August, we planted two buckthorns about 4 feet tall.
Okay.
And one of them has lost probably half of those needles, foliage needles, from the bottom up. And we did spray them with Wiltproof and water, water, water. Is there anything I can do, or is it gonzo?
Well, I mean, at this point, I wouldn't give up. If you put the Wiltproof on during the summer, I would be willing to bet that most of the Wiltproof has worn out by now, because in Maine we had a real summer. We haven't had that in a long, long time. So wait till we have temperatures above 40, which later on during the week it's going to get warmer, and I would reapply the Wiltproof on it. As far as watering, at this time of the year, you know, put the hose away, because the plants are pretty well dormant at this time of the year. Drain it, coil it up, tie it, put it away, and, you know, you should be okay. But I would give it time, and protecting it with the Wiltproof or Wiltstop will make a big difference during the winter months if there's a problem with it. And then in the spring, hit it with a water-soluble fertilizer like Miracle-Gro or Mere Acid to see if you can stimulate some new growth on that plant. Because sometimes a plant, when it has a problem with the root system not being large enough, it will sacrifice the older foliage first, which is the bottom half of the plant, so that the growing points on the tips of the branches still have enough food and water to get by and to grow. So they sacrifice the old to help the new. And that will usually happen on most plants. So let's see what's going to happen. On your plumbago, you can cut it back at this time of the year. Right now, your days are definitely shorter. The intensity of the daylight is a lot less. So cut it back. Feed them on a regular basis. Once a month is plenty. Now, when you cut it back, if you buy a package of rooting hormone, you can root those cuttings. So I know you live near Skillings. You can buy a little tinfoil envelope of rooting powder, dip your cutting into it, and then put it in a container of some sterilized potting soil. Those cuttings will root if you can keep them warm and give them plenty of light. And then you will have more than one plant of the plumbago. Don't expect a lot to happen now because the length of the day is too short and the intensity of the light is not as strong. But it should be able to root. You'll make some new leaves. But once we get into April, May, June, that plant should just explode and really fill in a great deal. Thank you, Barry. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's next?
This is Nancy from Massachusetts who has a question about perennials.
Nancy, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy.
You answered one of my questions. It was about whether or not to cut all perennials down in the fall. My neighbor is going to leave hers all winter, and I normally cut mine down. Is there any reason that you definitely should cut them back?
Well, the main reason is this. If in the fall you had insects on your plants, they can sense that the winter months are coming, and their job is to make sure that they can continue their species. So when fall gets here, they lay eggs on your plants so that when next spring arrives, the insect eggs are already on the dead plants. And when the new growth comes out, they can jump from the dead to the new, and now you've got the same problem with insects all over again. Diseases, the same thing. So if you had powdery mildew, if you had black spots on the foliage of your plants, those diseases do the same thing. They sense that the year is coming to an end, and they will make spores that they blow into the air to mix with the foliage in the garden. When you cut all the foliage out and you remove it, you remove all of those spores and all of those eggs, and that way you start off the season in April with a garden that's insect and disease-free. So cleaning the garden is very, very important in the fall because less of a problem to begin the year. So you're right, cleaning the garden and cutting everything down compared to your neighbor who does nothing. So it really does help you a great deal and in the long run will save you a lot of time and frustration. Thank you, Nancy. We appreciate the phone call. John, who's next?
This is Anne from Cape Cod, who has a question about composting and hydrangeas.
Anne, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Yes, good. And yourself, Anne?
Fine, thank you. I've been away for a while, so I haven't been listening to your program. Now I'm back. And I have questions which you may have already answered. One of which is regarding my hydrangeas, which went crazy this summer. Instead of a few big blossoms, we had many, many, many smaller ones. But right now I have all these brown balls on my hydrangeas, and I know I must cut them, but how far down do I cut? I know there is a rule of thumb, but I don't know what that rule is.
Okay, and what was your second question, Anne?
Regarding composting. Does it work in the winter? I'm taking my kitchen waste out to the compost, and it gets cold, and I don't know whether I should bother to do it in the winter or not because it's so cold.
Okay. On your hydrangea, you want to remove the flower. So just below the bloom. You're not going to cut that stem at all, only the very tip of it. And it really is important to remove that brown blossom from your hydrangea, because if we get a winter with some freezing rain, ice, heavy wet snow, it sticks to the dead blossom, bends the branch over with the weight of the snow or the ice, and eventually the branch is going to break. It may not break off, but it will crease itself, and then you have a broken branch. The end result is you lose that beautiful shape of your plant, and you lose individual branches. So if you can remove all of the dead flowers, you'll have nothing but sticks, and then your plant will not break during the winter. A pruning of the hydrangea is going to be done in the spring. And right after this break, I will explain to you what to do there and tell you about composting during the winter.
Your host and my old friend Paul Parent has raved about the wonders of the macroscope, the 7-power monocular from www.closetoinfinity.com, and we both hoped someone would buy one for you this holiday season. Okay, they didn't take the hint. So now take one from both of us. Buy one of these and never fumble with binoculars again. Plus, focus down to an unheard-of 18 inches. Don't wait until Father's Day, Mother's Day, or your birthday. Don't wait to see the pollen on the back leg of a bee and then use the easy side wheel and instantly focus on a bird in a faraway tree. The macroscope. You waited for others. Now, get it for yourself. Two models starting at $149 plus $6 shipping. See and order at www.closetoinfinity.com, www.closetoinfinity.com,
or call 907-229-5460, 907-229-5460. The Macroscope. You deserve one.
If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481. From Dublin down to Castlebar, from that
to County Clare. As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Ann about hydrangea. And New England area, this past year, the hydrangeas did just incredible. And I think the reason was, if you think back, in early April, we were getting temperatures all over New England in the 80s and even some low 90s in places, which is really unusual. So spring started off a lot sooner than it normally did. And the hydrangeas, every place, got much, much larger in size than they normally do. So what we need to say to ourselves is, let's clean them. Let's get all the dead flowers out. If you have hydrangeas and you live north and west of Cape Cod, then you need to overwinter those. And the best way to do that, spray the branches with Wiltproof or Wiltstop to seal the moisture inside the stem. Take a piece of string, tie one of the branches, and then pull all of the branches together and then tie them so that the plant looks like a Hershey Kiss. Fat on the bottom coming to a point on the top. And then inside where all these sticks are, stuff it with either pine bark mulch. You can use soil. You can use pine needles or shredded leaves about 12 to 15 inches high and just as wide. And this will act as insulation to keep those buds safe during the winter. Okay? Now, compost. Your compost pile is not going to break down during the winter. But if you keep adding material, when spring comes and the ground thaws and the microbes get active, you have material in there for them to feed on and to make compost. I have a compost tumbler. And this fall, as I clean my garden, I fill that compost tumbler to the top. And believe me, I filled it. I stuffed it as much as I could. I took a sledgehammer and tamped down the material inside because I want to really fill it, and I did. It's not going to decompose during the winter, but in late March, early April, as the sun hits that machine, that tumbler, it is going to begin the process. So while you've got the material, put it on the pile. In the spring, you'll have a big accumulation, and you'll have material that can be used for the future in your garden. So don't put it in the trash. Put it in your pile. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Joe from Vermont, who has a question about horse manure and also a comment about mice.
Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Terrific. And yourself, Joe?
I'm very good. Hey, I've been listening to you for a lot of years. I moved to Vermont, and I just found you this fall on the Internet. It's been difficult. I've been up here for 10 years, and I missed you.
Thank you.
Now, I have the ability, able to get probably about 10 to 20 yards of horse manure. Can I put that directly on my garden, and is it going to be, am I going to have problems with E. coli or things like that?
As long as the cow manure has had a chance to sit.
Oh, it's horse manure.
As long as the horse manure has had a chance to sit and to create heat in the pile, don't worry about diseases. The thing you want to worry about is the seed that the animal ate. Because a horse at times doesn't chew his food properly, and the grains go in without being crushed by their teeth and will come out the opposite end whole. And if it doesn't have a chance to compost and create the heat, the seed is still viable. So if you take fresh animal manure, put it in the garden, in the spring, all those seeds that were not digested are going to become active, and you'll have hay or whatever, wheat, buckwheat, whatever they ate, will become viable in the garden, and you'll have all these weeds. So as long as it's a year old, you can use it. Joe, if you hold on, we'll take a second question right after these messages.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
My wild Irish rose.
How would you love to have songbirds and more colorful birds on your feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open the bag and smell the seed blend. You will be surprised. Just raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflowers, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle. Also, Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to their seed blends. That's Wild Delight. No waste, no morning doves, no grackles. Wild Delight.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul's Parent Garden Club. Well, we're talking with Joe about horse manure and how you have to really make sure that manure has a chance to sit and compost and create some heat to kill the seed. And, of course, the heat will kill any possibility of any fungus or disease problems. So it really is important that you allow it to sit. And if it's a year old, Joe, take it, spread it in your garden now. You can till it in if you have time. If not, just leave it there. And then in the spring, turn it in. That will get the air to it. It will get the smell out, and you'll be ready to go. Now, you also had a comment about mice. Can you tell us about that, Joe?
Yes. I put an addition on my house, and over the years, I've been getting mice, and I've been going crazy trying to find them. And I did find some holes, and I filled it with the styrofoam that you get in the can. That don't work. That don't work.
No?
They dig right through it. They're smart little buggers, let me tell you. So last fall, I was out, and I noticed a little bit of insulation by the garage doors where the trim meets the foundation.
Yes.
And I felt around, and I found a little hole. Now, what they did is when they build your house and they put your trim on and they put your jams on for your doors, for your garage doors, there's a little space. And they don't fill that because they don't think it's a problem. But it becomes a problem after time. So what I did is I got some caulking, the clear silicone caulking, and
right.
I filled the holes with that. And so far, I think I defeated them. But the holes were quite small. I mean, I could barely get my little finger in there. But I knew they were going up there for the simple reason is they had pulled the insulation out.
Well, I was reading on the internet, and it said that a common mouse that comes into the homeowner's basement or in the garage can get through a hole the size of a quarter. So that kind of blew my mind, because the mouse itself is good size when it comes in. But a hole the size of a 25-cent piece, a mouse can get in and out of it very, very easily. So I'm sure that there's a hole someplace, as you said, where the builder attached the siding on the side of the house. There was a little gap in there, and that's where they're coming in. But, I mean, I have never experienced anything like that. And I did notice last week where the garage doors come down, they don't always fit tight. So they may be coming in through that little bit of a gap also. So I'll just keep using the traps and see what happens. But, Joe, thank you. That's good information. So use the silicone to plug up the holes instead of that foam that comes out of the can. That's a good tip. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
This is Joe from Rhode Island, who has another question about mice.
Okay, Joe, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. I have a mouse question also. Listening to you and asking Richie before on your mouse kills and all that, I have a shed, and I've been using one of these electronic high-frequency sound things to deter the mice. I'm more interested in deterring the mice rather than killing them, because my shed is kind of in the woods, and there's going to be too many mice to kill. Like, you're up to 32. I had this ultra high-frequency thing, which is not working, because I went out last week, and my lawnmower is filled. And they're gonna ruin the lawnmower, eat the wires, and overheat the lawnmower. So I'm gonna try some of these products that the peppermint. And I tried that once before, and that didn't work. But do you know anything that is a good deterrent?
Well, I will tell you something that I had a friend that I talked to about a week ago, and he has a cottage at Old Orchard Beach here in Maine. It's a touristy type beach like all of the coast, and there's no heat during the winter, so they're there from May until September, and then in late September they shut it down and drain the water and all that kind of stuff. In the first year they had mice come in, and when they opened up the cottage they had gotten into the beds and into the couch, and it was a real, real mess. An old timer told them, when you close the cottage, what I want you to do is to buy a box of 50 dryer cloth that has a fabric softener on it. And he said, I want you to take those dryer fabric softener cloth and spread them all over the house, because they have a real nice scent to them. So he did. And he said the following spring he came in, not a mouse dropping, nothing. But the whole secret is you cannot let the air come in to make the scent dissipate. In his case, he closed it down. So in your tool shed, throw those dryer sheets all over, keep the door closed, and see what happens, because they're driven out of there by the scent of the mouse magic and these dry events. If you get the product in it now, see, right now the mice are looking for a place to spend the winter. So once they're driven out, they're going to look for a place to spend the winter, and they're not going to come back in. So you've got to get them out now, and that way when it does get cold, you won't have to keep adding it all winter long, because once they find a place to stay, that's it for the year. So put the mouse magic in. I put double what the package called for, and the first time I opened the door, my eyes watered. It was so strong. But we never had a problem. And the reason that I did is the year before, like you were saying with the lawnmower, I went to start the mower, and the mower would not start. I had drained the gas, and it just was not starting. It would turn over and turn over and turn over, but no catching. So I lifted up the hood, looked at it, and the mice had eaten the tube where the gasoline goes from the tank to the engine. They ate all the rubber off of the belts that turn the engine, and turn the belts that turn the blade, and all that was left was a series of wires. So I had to replace all the belts, replace all of the rubber hoses on it, and it was a real disaster. So I put the mouse magic in. I put it double what they call for. I shut the door tight, left it closed, and I never had a problem. But if you've got a big area, try the fabric softener dryer sheets, and they work real, real good for me. Don, who's next? Okay, if you need some help, now's the time to call. We have open lines. The number is 800-259-9231. Call Don right now. He'll get you set up, and that way we can answer all of your questions. Now, we've talked about winterizing your hydrangea and your roses. Now, if we can get a nice day with temperatures above 40, which is a lot of those left, if you have apples, peaches, pears, plums, and cherry trees, the insects and the diseases have left eggs and spores on those plants for the winter. When the new growth develops in the spring, the eggs will hatch. They will attack the new leaves. The disease spores will ripen. They will attack the foliage, and you'll have a problem. So if you can go to your local garden center, feed and grain store, you can buy horticultural oil or all-season oil and garden sulfur. You can combine the two products, spray them together on your tree, and that will kill the spores, and it will kill the eggs that are left on that plant for next spring. And it will really help you a great deal. Now, while you're doing your fruit trees, if you have raspberries, grapes, blueberries, also hydrangea and roses, spray them. You're going to eliminate a lot of potential problems earlier than normal, and that way you'll get off to a much, much better start. The phone number, 800-259-9231. Early in the program, we talked about chrysanthemums to decorate your house for the holiday. The secret with chrysanthemums, pick the plants that are not fully open. Look at the center of the bloom to see if there are some petals that still have a little bit of a green color, and the center of the flower still is tight. The petals have not had a chance to fully open. If you choose a plant that's tight, still has flower petals that have not opened, it's going to bloom longer in your home. That way, you get to enjoy it longer. If you buy one that's fully open, yes, it looks beautiful, but it probably will only last a week, maybe more than a week, in your home because chrysanthemums like it cool. So, whenever you have an arrangement or a potted seasonal plant like a chrysanthemum, keep it as cool as possible. Put it on the kitchen table for the holiday. But if you get it before the holiday, keep it out of the direct sunlight, because the heat from the sun coming through the window will make the plant respond to the heat and make it open. That means less time to enjoy the beautiful flowers. And it really does make a difference in the quality of your plant. So keep it cool. They'll last longer. If you have cut flowers and they're in a vase, whether it's roses or chrysanthemums, a couple things that you need to know. When you put the cut flowers in the vase of water, very, very important, do not put any leaves underwater. So pull all the foliage off so that the only part of the plant that is in the water is the stem. If you allow leaves to go underwater, they're going to rot. They're going to cause bacteria. They will plug up the bottom of the stem, prevent water uptake, and the flowers will not last as long. So strip the leaves and add ice to the vase of water every single day. It will cool it off and make it last longer for you.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, we have Ben from Cape Cod, who has a question about grubs.
Ben, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Hey, I have two questions. One is regarding grubs. Is it too late to put down any application? And my other question pertains to seagrass. I have seagrass in an area around the pool, and at the end of the season, I cut it down probably to 3 inches at the base every year, and that seems to cause problems for me when it comes back the next season. It seems to grow in all different directions. I was wondering if I'm pruning the seagrass wrong.
Well, okay, on your seagrass, it's not something that you have to cut because it's a naturally growing thing. And, I mean, if you don't have to cut it, then just leave it there because some of those blades of grass that you're removing are perennial. So they turn a different color with the cold temperature, and then as the temperatures warm up, they green up again. So they are perennial, like our lawn. So if you want it to be more of an upright, then leave it alone. If you prune it, then you're stimulating a lot of new shoots that will come out from the sides of the plant to give you more of a ball shape than something that's going to grow upright because you're removing the terminal buds, the leader of the grass has been removed, and the side shoots will now compete to become the new leader of the plant. Which in one way is good because it makes the clump grow thicker and fuller for better erosion, but you don't get that upright growth that you would with the seagrass. For Japanese beetles, it really is too late right now to do anything. It's cold. I went out this morning. I mean, I live in southern Maine, but the ground was crusty, so it had frozen a little bit, and from me stepping on it, it did crunch, so it hasn't penetrated yet. But the grubs, with the cold, have moved deeper into the soil to get away from the cold temperatures, and they've gone dormant. They are no longer in the root zone of the grass. They're laying dormant. In the spring, you'll have much better results with a grub control than you would at this time. So for now, the season's over. Don't worry about it. But in April, then I would put down something to control the grubs at that point. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Dawn, I think we can get one more in.
I think so, too. We have Vivian from Cape Cod, who has a question about Amanda Villa.
Vivian, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. While I'm waiting on the phone, I happen to realize that I have been listening to you for over 20 years, starting on RKO and presently on WXCK.
Well, thank you.
My question is, a few years ago, I bought a Mandevilla vine, and it was lovely. I had it on my deck, and it climbed all over the place, and the blossoms wouldn't quit. When it got cold in the fall, I took it in. I cut it back to about 18 inches. I have a small greenhouse, so I kept it in there. It's not a hot greenhouse. And then this spring, I set it, and I put it back outside, and I got a lovely vine, but not one blossom. What did I do
you
wrong?
Know, I don't think you've done anything wrong, because I've had the exact same results with mine, and I've been growing Mandevilla for a long, long time. My sister lives in Florida, and it's something that they've always had, and I brought some home before it was even in the New England area and started telling people about it, and now it's very popular. But I did like you. I the first year I kept it in my son's old bedroom. Like you, I cut it back to about 3 feet, and it made nice leaves all summer. In the spring, I repotted it into a container 2 inches larger. I fed it with Osmocote, and I put it in the exact same place. It grew like crazy, but I had a handful of flowers. And several people I've talked to the same thing. I don't know why, but I'll tell you what. During the winter, I will contact some growers, because I'm going to be visiting my son in Florida, and I'll find out what we can do and what causes the problem. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Dawn, thanks for your help. Bye-bye, everybody.